أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed on the first day that the surah has a very great correlation with regards to our iman, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and iman in akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many aspects with regards to akhirah. On this we find one hadith of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should recite Yasin on a person that is close to death, in the throes of death, and by reciting it through the barakah of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease the pangs of death. Now there we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about that last aspect of a person's life. And here we also find in the hadith that we discussed to recite the surah every day, every morning. And hence the important aspect about this is to internalize these two things. One is the journey towards akhirat, and our recitation every day, we should try and link it up. And when we link the two, inshallah, we will find that the recitation of the surah will have a very, very great impact on our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah with Yasin. With regards to Yasin, ulama like Imam Malik rahimahumullah used to say that Yasin is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others were of the opinion that this is an Abyssinian word that meant Ya Insan, O human being, and that human being referred to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we find the general ulama that are of the opinion that Yasin was the title and the name of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But all in all, this is from what is called the huruf muqatta'at, those letters that are recited independently. Ya is recited independently, Sin is recited independently, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really knows the reality of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its meaning, and like some had said that it was a secret between Allah and His Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a secret is never divulged. So it was such a secret, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not allowed to divulge to the ummah. And this is the beauty of the Quran, that we do not know the meanings of these words. It is regarded as what the ulama and the Quran itself refers to as the mutashabihat, such words that the meaning of which is not known. We all know what is Ya, we all know what is Seen, but put the two together, we will not know its meaning. We know what is Alif, La Alif, what is Lam, what is Mim, but when we put it all together, we do not know the meaning. So hence, we cannot unravel the meanings of these words. And in here lies the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes the Qasam of the Qur'an. And taking the Qasam of the Qur'an, again, we, you and I, if we have to take Qasam, we can only take Qasam in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. When Allah takes qasam of something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to two things. The importance of the thing that Allah is taking qasam, and what comes thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show its importance. We take qasam when we apprehend that somebody is not going to listen to our speech or to the statement that we are going to make. So in order to fortify what we are going to say, we take a qasam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no question about man believing in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam to show us that whatever comes after the qasam is of great importance. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the Qur'an, and Allah attaches a quality of the Qur'an, al-hakim. Now Al-Hakim can be understood in two ways. One way is, it is filled with wisdom. And it is filled with wisdom in every aspect. That when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals an ayah of the Quran, every word and every letter of that, there is wisdom in it. It is a different thing that we do not understand the wisdom. Number two is the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Each and every law of the Quran, there is wisdom. The incidents and the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relate, and those parts of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen, in it there is wisdom and there is lessons for us to learn. And like that, in every aspect of the Quran there is wisdom. Then there is also another way of looking at it, and that is that it is affirmed, something that is established, something that is strong. Strong in this way, that there is nothing that can infiltrate this Quran. In other words, nobody can write an ayah out and bring that ayah into the Quran Kareem. The Quran will never allow that to happen. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself will never allow that to happen. The Ummah will never allow that to happen. And on the other hand, anyone removing an ayah from the Quran Kareem, leave an ayah, a word of the Quran Kareem, that will never happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has taken the responsibility of looking after this Quran Kareem. So it is strong in that aspect that no batil can enter this Quran, no falsehood can enter this Quran, no word of a human can enter this Quran, and no word can be taken out from the Quran Kareem. So both aspects. And hence, again and again we are going to say this, that when we are reading the surah, it is for us and to our benefit if we can just a little bit think about all these aspects of these ayat and these beautiful verses. Now when a person is reading in the morning and he is reading Wal Quran Al Hakim, and now the realization of the wisdom of the Quran comes into his heart, then it is only a person that is hard-hearted that will ignore the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only a person that is hard-hearted that will not get closer to the Quran Kareem, understanding the great dynamics of the Quran, understanding the magnitude of the Quran Kareem. Thereafter Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you are from amongst the mursaleen, you are from amongst the sent messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Makkah, they could have denied the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people thereafter and the people of this age can also get together and deny the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for you and I, Allah has testified this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him. And hence, for us, whatever the world says is immaterial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it with a great deal of emphasis that, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly, most definitely, you are from amongst the mursaleen. They used to say in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, that he is a sorcerer, he is involved in witchcraft, wa na'udhu billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a poet. And they used to say all these things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has cancelled and annulled all that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ala siratim mustaqim. Leave the fact that you have come with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually the message is delivered verbally by the messenger, or either the messenger comes with something that is written. The unique aspect of this great messenger of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't only verbally deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did he come with the message of Allah in the form of this Quran Kareem, he came with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lifestyle, in his way of life, in his akhlaq, in his character, in his personality, in every aspect of his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence that way of life has been endorsed and certified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innaka lamina al-mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim, that you are on the straight path. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only testify to the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also testifies to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.